Markets head into today's U.S. CPI release with inflation firmly back at the center of the macro narrative and the stakes arguably as high as they've been in months. The April print is expected to show a pickup with headline inflation forecast around 0.6% month on month and pushing back up towards the high 3% range year on year, largely reflecting the pass-through from elevated oil prices. Core inflation is also expected to firm modestly, though the key question for markets is whether we start to see more convincing second-round effects from the energy shock feeding into services and broader consumer prices. This matters because it directly shapes the outlook for Federal Reserve policy at a time when the market has already been forced to reprice expectations towards a more prolonged higher-for-longer stance. The combination of a still resilient labor market and rising energy costs has already pushed rate cut expectations further out, and a hot CPI print today would reinforce that narrative, likely pushing yields higher, supporting the U.S. dollar and putting pressure on equities. In FX, that would translate into renewed dollar strength, particularly against high beta and rate-sensitive currencies, while in equities, it would challenge valuations that have been supported by the earlier pullback in yields. However, the positioning backdrop is critical. Markets are already braced for a strong inflation print, with consensus skewed towards upside risks given the well-flagged energy shock. That means the bar for a hawkish surprise is relatively high. If the data comes in broadly in line or even slightly softer, particularly on the core side, it could trigger a relief reaction, with yields pulling back, the dollar weakening, and risk assets cashing a bid. In that sense, the balance of risks into the release may be tilted more towards a dovish market reaction, not because inflation is low, but because expectations are already elevated. Ultimately, today's report is less about the headline number and more about the signal it sends on the persistence of inflation. If core pressures remain contained and the data suggests the energy shock is not yet feeding aggressively into broader prices, markets may regain some confidence that inflation will stabilize over time. But if we see clear evidence of second round effects, it would reinforce a more entrenched inflation regime, keeping policy tight for longer and reintroducing downside risks for both equities and non-dollar currencies. That's all for now.